Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. And in the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. On each episode, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that, knowing the wish's cost, it'd be a tough call whether you take that wish or not. Previously, we had everyone in the world becomes pansexual, but dating apps no longer have sorting filters, and if you go on a date, you have to kiss once on the lips before you can break it off. This was a pretty tight debate. I'm not sure if it was the filters or the kissing on the lips that turned so many of its detractors against it. Final results, 58% reject on Twitter, 66% reject on Facebook. This week's wish is for those who just don't want to go. I wish I didn't need to go to the washroom. Brackets, pee and poo. I'm joined by Andrea Marston and Michael Mangiardi to discuss our excretions and what else to do with that room that's now useless. Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. Joining me this time, we have Michael Mangiardi.
Hello.
And Andrea Marston.
Hi.
And the wish we're going to be talking about this time is, I wish I didn't have to go to the bathroom, brackets, pee and poop. No word play here. We're not saying you can't get into a bathroom if you want to. We're saying you don't need to go to a washroom.
I'm looking at your list here. I don't see who this is accredited to. I just want to know who to thank.
I mean, I might have just grabbed that one off Twitter or something. Sometimes I just find something that someone's saying on Twitter, or sometimes it's just a scenario someone says. So yeah, I have no idea who that one came from.
Well, whoever it is, thank you. Yeah. You've made my day.
Yeah, this is definitely something that I think will improve all of our lives. Can you guys speak to me about what a hardship having to go to the bathroom is in your life.
Well, let's just say right off the top, ignoring all the disgusting excretions and everything like that, there's just a whole room in your house that's dead. Think about the square footage you could save.
That's true. You could have like a little, you could have a library with no toilet in it.
Yeah. You know, you'd have your shower, you'd have your sink for your toothbrushing and all that stuff.
I forgot
stuff.
About the rest. I was like, if we don't poo, we're not showering anymore either. That's what I thought.
It is just the waste removal. Yeah, you still have to use that room for other things.
I just became hugely disgusting in the scenario, but okay. Okay,
well, stop doing one disgusting thing and then you can make up for it and be more disgusting elsewhere in your life. So that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't feel like you can get rid of the room though, because we need the room still for showers. Maybe, and also like even if you didn't need to go into bathrooms at all, it's not like you'd be able to rent a house that doesn't have a bathroom.
Oh, so this is just for me. This is not the whole world.
No, this is just for you. This is you gain.
We're special.
You no longer get the urge and you no longer have to. Like, it just doesn't come up anymore.
Sorry, if you took the toilet out, you'd be a really like selfish person to anybody else who came into your house.
that's true. You still need it for guests, for sure. That.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I was about to take out my toilet and replace it with a nice bookshelf.
Yeah.
But now I got to keep it for guests.
Yeah.
You can still keep most of your books there unless people are coming over. Like, it's still an extra surface to put things down on, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I do? I'd have a outhouse.
Okay.
Just for people who poo and pee. And then bathroom.
Like all other people.
Yeah, all other people. But my like main bathroom would be like for like washing myself, brushing my teeth and all that stuff, and making like smoothies.
Smoothies?
Yeah. I have very little counter space, So
okay.
I'd use that counter space for something I needed it for. We'll put an air fryer in there, but that'd be dangerous.
Yeah, I think so. Still a lot of splashing in that room generally.
Yeah.
I'd be worried about electronics in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are all most eager, apparently, about the extra space you're going to get in your house.
Oh, that's just scratching the surface.
I honestly didn't even think about it until Mike said it. Like, that's that's very astute of you. Like, very good observation.
Oh, thank you, Andrea. You're
welcome. I'd like to save some time.
You know? Yeah. It actually is a fair amount of our time that I would say is either taken up in there or by keeping the need to go there in mind. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
and then if you got the trots, like, your day is done. Like, if you're going back and forth, your day is done. And also, when I get nervous, I pee a lot. So like,
yeah.
You know, like, that's a lot of time.
I'm a big nervous peer. So yeah, before any sort of performance or show or even just something that if I'm going into a situation where I know I won't be able to pee for a certain amount of time, I have to pee now. Like, it makes me want to pee more that I know I can't at some point in the future.
Kind of an important question. This is for you, Maddox, being the game master.
I guess.
Is this, do buttholes and pee holes work like ear piercings, and if you don't use them for a while, they close up? Because I still might need them for sexual reasons.
Right. I mean, so in that, if you still get to use them for sexual reasons, they wouldn't close up, right? As long as you keep...
Okay, I got to use it a lot then. Okay.
Oh,
sexing
God.
At them.
I got it.
I'm a Barbie down there. I'm a Barbie now, because I use it for no reasons. In this scenario,
I don't think that's true, but I don't think they actually do close up ever. But
well, thank
I
God.
Think you'll be fine regardless, Mike.
Okay, great. That was just an important thing. I know the audience is dying to know.
No, yeah. You weren't the first one to have that thought, I'm sure. But it needs to be addressed.
This audience is
awesome. For me, it's the constant worry of being able to find a bathroom, especially like when you're out and about.
Yeah, when I was traveling, that always comes up. And when you're just walking around the city.
Yeah, you've always got to keep in mind, like, where am I going? Where will there be good bathrooms? Especially for the deuce, right?
You can
pretty much pee anywhere you can get into, but...
Now, is it because, you know, sometimes if you eat something bad and then you get, like, relief from going to the bathroom, so you don't get that? Are you just, like, uncomfortable forever until, like, the poop comes out of your pores? Do you sweat it out? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, are you constantly bloated? That sucks. Yeah.
No, I guess it would have to be that, like, it does release that feeling, but just nothing comes out.
Okay.
So, like, every so often you could, like, I don't know, flex and it'll give you that release, but nothing comes out and you don't have to worry about it.
Like huge farts? Sorry, I'm so excited.
I guess you'd still get gas.
I do like
it. It says pee poo, right? We said you don't have to go to the bathroom pee poo, but maybe you still get farts. So like,
yes, the parentheticals were very clear.
Yeah, huge farts are important.
So that does not mean no farts. You can still fart. So I guess if you're upset tummy, you're still gassy. Or if you're eating foods that would cause that, you still get gassy. You just
And there's other ways to secrete. There's other ways to secrete.
There are many other secretions your body can make.
I never thought I was going to like wake up and say that today. There's other ways to secrete. Like, it's honestly just not something I thought I'd say today. But yeah, you could like maybe cry out your piss. And because I'm a great crier. And like, you can do other things while crying. Trust me.
Okay, but I think if we say the amount of excretion still have to come out, and it would be still crying. I mean, maybe that's us going into the cost, because I don't think that should be like a given with the scenario that you don't pee and poo, but you like urine comes out of your eyes and you cry all the time. Is
you
not
fart, you have few tries. You're honestly Andrea Marston, and this doesn't happen. I'm living my life as a regular. Yeah.
So maybe that can be your first cost, the one that you're proposing, because we're trying to balance out this cost, right? So. Mm-hmm.
You cry.
You know, no longer have to go to the bathroom, but you like cry a whole lot more, I guess is what you're saying. You have to release the same amount of liquid.
But pee and poo? Do you cry poo?
I hope it's not poo. Yeah. I don't want poo on my face.
That cost is a pretty big cost.
That's a pretty big cost. Yeah.
I mean, if it was just tears though, like you still have to produce like the same volume or same amount of matter, but it comes out as tears now.
I also like Mike's suggestion of sweating it out.
Or sweat. maybe that's it. Like the same volume of material still has to leave your body. Just now it's not gross pee poo, because those are like the grossest thing.
But what are we going to do about poo?
Well, again, we just say like the amount of matter and volume. It doesn't have to be solid. It's just you sweat and.
Okay, cool.
That's you sweat and cry a lot more. So you're producing more. But it's not.
Summer so far. Honestly, I could do this. Let's stop pooing and peeing.
Okay. So that's one.
So that's one cost.
That's one possible cost. Yeah.
Okay. Are we still talking of benefits though?
Sure. Yeah. It might inspire another cost. So yeah, what's another benefit that
I think you're just taking a lot of stink out of your life.
Yeah. I mean, these are the grossest excretions. All the other ones people are like kind of fine with, right?
Yeah.
You would wipe away another person's tear and it would almost be a romantic gesture. You wouldn't.
And we don't even want to talk about
shake out the last bit of someone's pee. Like, that's not.
You don't
even
want to talk about jizz, right? Like, this is not a jizz podcast, but like, think about what people do with jizz, right? Like, they're fine with it. But
I feel like that's a different context still, though.
But yeah, poo. Nobody. Well, there are, there are people who enjoy
that. You get two loving adults alone in a bedroom, and all these taboos about excretions go out the window.
That made me laugh very hard. That's the hardest time to laugh. Honestly, I haven't been laughing at anything lately, and that was a huge laugh, Maddox. Two loving adults. I guess, tears don't stink. Sweats kind of stinks, I guess. But it's like a different kind of stink than poo and pee.
Yeah, it's not as bad.
I always have this vision in my head, and I don't know how true it is, but like that just there's just like poo particles like everywhere floating around in a bathroom. Like you like flush the toilet and then all the poo particles fly up into the air and are just circling around. Like I imagine like if poo lit up like with luminol like blood does,
right?
It would just look like the Las Vegas Strip in my bathroom, or like anyone's bathroom.
Everyone's bathroom.
And you wouldn't have to worry about that as much. You wouldn't have as much harmful toxic poo particles floating around your home.
Yeah. You'd know it's all from guests.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like, you sick fuck. You know, like, do you ever watch, like, 2020? Or even, like, they did one about the TTC recently about, like, all, like, the germ particles. And how much fecal there is just around places where you don't think fecal matter is going to be around. That's alarming. So I'd like to contribute less to that, yeah.
I think a big moment for me as a child is when I realized that if I can smell someone's fart, it's because something that was inside their butt is now inside my nose.
Yeah.
And having that thought, like, that means there's probably some poo particle. I guess it's mostly like the sulfur or whatever that makes the smell, but there's a good chance there's like a little molecule or something of someone's poo in my nose.
Yeah. There's gotta be.
Like, if we can get COVID from there, we're getting poop articles from there for sure.
Yeah. So probably best to just know that, yeah, there's less of it. You're, like, sweat and tears are less likely to make you sick. Yeah, yeah. Like, poo and pee are things that you have to, we have to deal with as a society because it spreads illness. So you are now much less likely to spread illness now that you do not create these things.
And also, when someone says, like, oh, you think your shit doesn't stink, you can be like, yeah, well, I don't have it, so.
You just go up to their nose and you're like, I don't shit.
And then I reveal my pristine asshole, never been touched. never been touched by the filth that everyone else has experienced.
Yeah, it's a strong move. I'll give you that.
That is another thing. You'll have a pristine asshole and pee hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, your pee hole is just filthy right now. It's disgusting.
It's a swamp down there.
Yeah, it's covered in diarrhea.
We have gotten ourselves into a place.
This is exactly what I wish for when we pick this one, just so you know. This is making me feel right. Much better.
I think I have an idea of a cost. I'm worried it might be too harsh, but here's my idea on sort of the irony here. If we were talking, or we said just go to the bathroom because we were trying to keep it clean for I don't know what reason. This was inevitable. But maybe that's the cost then. You no longer have to go pee-poo, but you can't enter bathrooms. Like, it's like vampires entering your house. Like, there's an invisible wall at the door and you just can't go into a bathroom. So you gotta brush your teeth at like the kitchen sink, I guess, and wash yourself in other sinks. The bathroom itself is a room you no longer can enter.
But then where are you going to do coke drugs?
Yeah, or cry.
I guess you got to get like a glass coffee table in your living room and do your coke right out there where everyone can see.
You gotta be that guy.
You gotta be that guy.
Oh, that's a big cost. But...
Also, what if you want a secret makeout with someone, and then you usually go into the bathroom of places to secretly make out with people? That's gone now.
Yeah, that's gone.
Wow.
I mean, they could try to drag you in, and you'd like get stuck on the door, and they'd be like, "Why are you fighting this?" And you're like, "I'm not. I want." But can we find a coat closet or something?
Wow. Okay.
But then what about shower? You know, we talked about showering, brushing your teeth. You got to do that all out, like in your kitchen, just like splashing yourself with water.
Yeah.
Maybe a hose in the backyard if you have a house for the shower.
I love showers though. That's rough. That's a rough one.
You could maybe get one of those like standalone tubs that you sort of like pour buckets into and put it on your balcony or living room or something. So you're like one of those fancy people who have like
an outdoor shower,
an outdoor tub. You just make that part of your setup. Have baths in front of people like Winston Churchill, I believe, did. Be that guy.
You weren't eccentric enough for not pooping or peeing. Now you're someone who bathes on the balcony of your apartment where the other apartment can see you.
Oh, I guess another thing is, so if you don't have a roommate or something and you can't go into the bathroom, we still have it for guests, but you can't clean it.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome.
So you'd have to hire someone to clean your bathroom when you're having guests over or something, because you can't go in there to like wipe it down. So you just got to hope.
It isn't going to get dirty. It's just going to get dusty. It's not going to get pooey or, I guess, if other
not from you, good. But like if you have enough guests over and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I'm still going with that one. I think it's a huge gift to not have to go to the bathroom anymore. So being able to have to work around one less room in your house, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think you can make that work.
Then don't we have the option of what Mike was saying of putting a library in? Oh, no, guests, freaking guests and roommates, damn it. Other people really ruin wishes.
It's always easier when you're just thinking about you, but then when you think of the rest of your life and all those people that might be impacted by the wishes that you make flippantly, yeah. All right, yeah, Michael, what's your cost? We think we have a pitch from Andrea, we have a pitch from me.
Okay. I hope maybe this changes the wish. So if this needs to be disqualified, then you can do that and I will fully adhere to your rules as our master. I know it says you never have to pee or poo, but I'm going to say, what if you never have to pee or poo, but for once a year, where you a year's worth comes out all at once?
You know what? I think that's within the bounds. Yeah.
Okay. Then that'll
it's a mild rephrasing, but it's You never have the like urge to pee or poo except for like once a year, and you can schedule it in.
Yeah, you like, kind of know the day it's going to happen maybe or something. So it's not just doesn't just sneak up on you, but you got to plan for it. That's for sure.
And it's all that's been saved up. Like you haven't felt it save up, but it just keeps coming.
Yeah. Oh, man. And it's going to feel so good. You know, when you're a big boy.
A big boy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, being able to put it all together and just have like a book. I mean, my legs would so go to sleep, but I can do that once a year is still better than the amount it happens.
But you can't do it on your toilet. You'd fill that thing up. You'd have to like...
It'd be like...
You just keep flushing.
I hope they make a spa treatment for us where we like... go and like we're just like in a robe and we have like cucumbers on our eyes and then like a tube tubes like up our butthole just like unleashing poop.
I mean, I believe this spa treatment does exist.
Oh yeah, it's like an enema.
It is an enema, yeah. We are describing an enema.
But this is like a granddaddy enema.
Yeah, it'd be a much longer one. So I don't think that's required, but if that's how you want to do it once a year.
You know what though? It could be like a if only Mike and me have this wish, right? Or like a few people, like say 10 people. It could be like a cool ritual, like we go away to like a cabin or something. Like, you know, like it's a ritualistic thing.
A shitual.
So you're thinking a couple of different people find the same genie, you all make the same wish.
Yeah.
And then you have retreats where you go like up to the cottage.
And then we call it pumice or like Sheester.
Sheester.
Yeah. I don't know why Sheester. Shittister.
Shitster, right? Shitster, yeah, it'd have to be.
Yeah. Or Peaster.
Peaster, yeah, Peaster. Yeah.
Peaster's not bad, yeah.
Yeah. I like to make a holiday out of it. That's a cost though. See how I turned it around, Maddox?
Well, Crapsgiving, I think would be a very good one.
Crapsgiving is great.
Yeah.
Would be good. Crapsgiving. I don't think you'd want to go up to a cottage though, because those tanks do fill.
Oh yeah.
So I'd stay within the city limits for this occasion, but
I would, you know what would be, I would do, I would go to the zoo because they have the facilities to get rid of large quantities of shit.
So you're sneaking into the elephant habitat.
And or would you rent it out for like the one day a year and be like, we're gonna need the elephants out of here because you gotta take
I don't think the zookeepers will go for that. Be like, hey, can I just borrow the elephant enclosure for a day? They would be many questions of why.
Maddox, you throw enough money at anything, people are going to do it for you.
Oh, yeah. And the amount of money I'm going to make with my skill set? Oh, yeah. You have no idea.
Now, if you're willing to go out in a field and your time of the year is in spring, then maybe you could get paid by farmers because that's fertilizer, right?
Oh, you can just like do the old like squat and walk as you slowly leave. It's a hose of shit behind you.
Well, you can maybe set up like a toilet on top of a tractor. So like as it goes.
Now you're talking because I will never squat in a field ever for anyone ever, ever, not even farmers. But I will shit on a tractor.
And I mean, if you want to, like, you could Pope-mobile that tractor, too, for privacy, right? Like,
put a little... Pope Poop-mobile?
Come on. Pope Poop-mobile, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
On top of the tractor. And then you get, like, it's got, like, a little thing that, like, spreads it out as it goes, as it comes out.
I like that we're helping the crops, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. And it's good. It's good for the local farming industry, you know?
Oh, yeah. Only local farmers.
Yeah.
Independent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would only support, my poop would only support cannabis. Because there's a lot in it probably. So like, you know, in and out. Yeah. What comes from the earth must go back into the earth, you know.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Okay, I think so. We've got our three pitches then. So let's go through the three pitches again. So I had, you don't need to go to the bathroom in quotation marks, but that as a cost, you can no longer go into any bathroom. Michael says you only have to go to the bathroom now once a year, but it all comes out then. And Andrea had, you're always the first one. So it somehow slips my mind.
I literally forgot everything I said ever in my life right now. I'm like trying to think of it. I'm like, what was it? It was an accidental thing.
Was it that you cry pee?
Oh, right. You cry piss. Yeah.
Yes. You no longer have to pee or poo, but you still have to produce the same volume of excretions through sweat and tears.
Okay.
Which one of these do we think is closest to balanced?
So like with Maddox, yours, you don't have to clean a bathroom, right?
Well, you don't have to, but you also can't. Okay. Like if you need that room cleaned for some reason.
Like if I went there on my one day a year and just shitted up the place.
Yeah, exactly. I'd have to hire outside people. I couldn't.
I would.
Maybe
not.
I don't want to if it's Michael coming in, but.
Yeah. I'd move probably after that. and then with Maddox, you have, so that's yours. And then Mike's is, you have to like, I kind of liked Mike's.
Yeah, no, Mike's, I don't think Mike's is harsh enough. Cause I feel like I would take that in a second. Like also, the idea of grouping it all once, that actually feels like that day would be an occasion for me. Like I would make a thing of it and be like, yeah, no, I can't go out and do your thing. I have other plans that day. And it's just that day is to get a lot of reading done and spend a lot of time on the toilet.
And if you could be classy flushing. And call it a detox.
A detox, yeah. I could go to I could make it a spa day if I wanted. And all those things are still worth it for not having to ever go to the bathroom any other time the whole year.
But what if once every 10 years it happens unpredictably anytime? It could happen any moment in that year. And you don't know. You could be at a movie theater. You could be babysitting your nephew.
Could be at your wedding, Jeremy. Or something. Just shitting your wedding dress.
Your own wedding. Oh, can you imagine if you shitted up your wedding dress?
I can. I can. That's the only way I can picture myself getting married, actually.
Okay.
See, I hate mine. Mine's the worst. I would cut mine because there's a lot of consequences to mine. Like, piss, it doesn't smell nice coming from your face. And then your face is going to smell like piss all the time.
No, but I'm not. I don't think in yours it is piss. Okay, it is tears. It's just the same volume.
Here's a question, though. I mean, this is kind of important to me. How much weight does someone poop in a day?
I mean, it probably depends person to person.
It depends on your regularity, right?
Yeah. I would say, most people go to the bathroom for one big poo a day. I think that's what the doctors typically are looking for if they hear you having many less than that.
A morning poo. When you're talking to a doctor, they're like, "Did you poo this morning?"
Do you want to see it?
Yeah,
you poo. A man of average weight produces 1 pound poop, and a woman of average weight produces about 14 ounces of poop per day.
Okay.
So this is according to Google.
So that means a full year is only 365 pounds.
Right, but also 1 pound of water coming out of your body per day.
That's the water.
For Andreas.
Right.
You know what? I still think I'd cry, though, because, like, honestly, I can do it anywhere. I walk around the city crying. Like, it's easier to multitask crying than it is pooping, I think. For me, anyways.
Oh, my God.
Although my dad is really good at multitasking when he's pooping.
Especially sweating. You can sweat anywhere and people are just like, okay, he's being sweaty right now. Like as long as you're not sweating, there's very specific times where you don't want to be sweating. And then the rest of the time, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But on average, most people excrete around 27 to 68 ounces of urine per day. So that's another 5 pounds. Yeah. Depending on how much. It's a big range, but yeah.
Then you go to having like a really bad, I think then you go from like this cool person who can't pee or poo to this person who's sweating too much.
Yeah. You know? You're just crying and sweating and like sitting and you're always just sitting in a puddle.
Like you're wet in the least fun ways to be wet. I think actually sweat could be fun, wet.
That is probably too much. We're used to these volumes coming out directly into the toilet and us knowing what to do with them. But if they're just kind of spreading around through tears and sweat, that's a lot of volume. You are right.
Yeah. I don't like mine. I think I like the downsides of yours is bad, but like the benefits are pretty good. Like hiring someone to clean up Mike's shit in my bathroom is like awesome to me.
The hardest part is the showers are now. You're not going into a shower. You've got to move the tub outside of your bathroom or something. Like you've got to.
It makes you cool and eccentric. You know, people who put like like bedrooms in their living rooms and like
But like what defines a bathroom? Like what if you just build a room with a shower in it? Is that not allowed?
Yeah, I mean if you built I feel like this is something that someone in construction would know or someone in real estate would know that there is something that defines a bathroom because that's definitely like one of those things they have strict definitions on.
Well, if you think of the word bath, right? Wash. Right. And they call it a bathroom, a washroom. So there's
a restroom.
Like, they don't call it a shit room or a piss room. They call it like you know, a restroom. I get why did they call it a restroom?
Because you go there for a nap.
To refresh, I guess. Yeah.
I only nap on a toilet when I'm drunk.
and then it's usually like my face sleep like resting on the bowl.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't know if I should reveal that on the show, but I have fallen asleep on a toilet sitting on it.
It can happen.
People, am I the only one?
Especially, when drunk, yeah, you get that little bit of sleepy. Yeah, you can fall asleep on a toilet. No problem.
Who among us?
See, because like women, not fallen asleep. We sit for poos and pees, right? I've fallen asleep on the toilet.
Is that how women work?
We sit for the poos as well, to be clear.
Honestly, if I was the guy, the things I would do with my pee, ugh, you have no idea.
You know what? I think I'm going to keep it with no one.
And mostly just like peeing my name into snow and stuff. Whipping my ween around. Just nothing.
You'd be surprised how fast that novelty wears off.
Damn it. I thought you were all doing it until you were like 90.
It's surprisingly cold when there's snow around.
True.
I mean, yeah, I think if it's a room that has like an installed bathtub or an installed shower or an installed toilet, that is a bathroom. I think if you put a tub that doesn't drain and then you have to figure out some other drain those when they have those standalone tubs,
they drain still. I think you have to, because if you didn't, unless you like if I just shower on my balcony and there was no drain, it would just fall below. my dirty, soapy water would just fall on my neighbors below. And I think.
But I'm talking about you see those like bathtubs that are sitting like out on someone's porch and they're like.
Oh yeah.
In a Viagra commercial or something, right? Like I'm talking that type of tub.
Like a clawfoot kind of tub.
Yeah. Those
rich.
Ones don't have, those ones aren't hooked up into plumbing. Like I think that's the problem. It can't be hooked up into plumbing.
But if they're rich white old people who have like that kind of Viagra cottage money, yeah, it could probably be hooked up to plumbing.
Huh.
Right?
I think that's what would define it for us though. If it's a room in which it has like hooked up plumbing,
okay,
you can't enter it.
What if it's an outdoor space with hooked up plumbing?
Well, I think in an outdoor space, maybe you could just drain it. Yeah, because it wouldn't be enclosed. It wouldn't be a bathroom. So yeah, you could be in an outdoor space. You could just have a tub. I think that would be fine. So if you have an outdoor shower, like at like, you know, sometimes they have those showers hooked up at beaches and stuff. Those are fine. You can shower at those. But yeah, you couldn't have a bathroom in your home.
And it's vampire rules. Like you can't enter it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like boom, boom, boom against the wall that's invisible.
Okay. So what do you need to do to that room to make it so that you can go in and in it again?
You'd have to like disconnect the toilet and the bath.
Okay.
Or shower.
And then you could reuse that space in your home.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be one of these guest bathrooms where it has like the toilet and then like your own washing space. Like
you can maybe use a wash basin, right? Like that's not.
I think
that's
it's
not
sponge baths. I think if you don't poopy, you have to have sponge baths. It sounds like, and brush your teeth and like it's like camping style.
Yeah, so it's definitely doable. It's a change. It's not as nice as a nice shower every morning, because it'd probably be too much hassle to do like a full shower every morning if you have to like set up for it. But you could sponge and wipe and stuff in your kitchen sink and all that.
You know, it'd be bad if you put the two curses together. If you're sweating and crying and you can't have a shower,
That's too much. That's clearly too much.
You're a stink ass then. Yeah.
All right. So I think we're going with the balance is, yeah, you don't need to go to the bathroom, pee poo, but you can't enter any bathroom. Let's go around and see who would take it then. So let's start with Andrea. This is the offer.
Between
yes or no.
Mike's and yours?
No, this is we settled on mine as being the most balanced, I think.
Okay.
So it is mine. You can't enter a bathroom, but you don't have to go pee or poo anymore. Would you take that? That's the offer.
I love showers so much. But I also really sometimes poos are hard and painful. Too much information about my poos. But, and then peas are just, it's just sometimes so frequent.
You need to do them too much. They're too much of my time, honestly.
You know what? I'm going to take this off. I want to be an eccentric bather. I do not want to poo or pee anymore. So I'm going to take it.
All right, Mike.
I'm going to say, and I'm just going to preface this with, I am a very regular man. I don't have poo problems. I don't have pee problems. And it's not that much of an inconvenience to me. I mean, so given the cost, I think I would decline this and I would just go stick with my regular life, how it is now.
Oh, okay.
Like normal guy.
Also, guys really like their poo time.
I do. I admit I will miss my poo time and my reading poo time, but I despise how much I have to pee. Again, I'm a nervous peer, especially when I'm like, I like to keep hydrated, which means I have to go to the bathroom and interrupt myself all the time. I'm very bothered by needing to go to the bathroom. So I am definitely taking this, though I probably will end up being less properly showered because I like a good shower too, and I'm probably not doing it in my backyard in the winter.
Well, yeah,
but I'll make it work. I'll find a way to make it work in the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
I'll have to get my own place, I think. I don't think I could live with roommates.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know if anybody ever watched Anne of Green Gables, but I think they used to do boil water in a tub and just like pour it in. We'll figure it out in the winter, Maddox. We'll be fine.
No, I mean, I'm not going to go outside in the winter to boil a tub and be outside. That's too much.
Yeah.
Again, I might be eccentric. There might be a tub in my living room that I just tell everyone is decorative, but I also do use when no one's around. Or
you be the eccentric friend who sits in a tub full of water while the friends are over. That's very.
Maybe I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we had two yeses and one no. That means this is a balanced wish and cost. Let's put it out to the audience then. Let's see if they would take it. So you no longer need to go pee or poo anymore, but you cannot enter any room that is a official bathroom. Please tell us, audience, if you take this wish, and let us know if there's any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down. Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you, your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email breakawishpod@gmail.com, join the Breakawish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Michael Mangiardi, well, he runs the Sonar Podcast Network that this show is on. So check out the other podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. For more Andrea Marston, find her at Pop Goes Andrea on social media. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production, hosted by Maddox Campbell, theme by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.